10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. We are 1 week away, James.
Just 1 week.
Just 1 week away.
It's ticking by.
It's ticking down. And 1 week from Christmas today. And we got some, hey, you know, we get past the wind here the next couple of days. Wow. 72 mile an hour blower at the airport yesterday.
I believe it.
There was
I felt it not at the airport.
Yeah, there was reports of 80 plus miles an hour at the base of the mountains.
Dang.
That's fast.
Yeah, that's...
Well, we could have been in southern Wyoming. They had like 123 mile an hour winds. That's like hurricane wind, obviously.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well,
no kidding. We'll
get past the wind here in the next couple of days. Today, it's dying down. So the rest of the day, I think we're okay. Now, tonight, later on, the winds will pick back up again. And then tomorrow morning, and then they'll die back down. And then, you know, Saturday into next Thursday, Christmas, it's partly sunny in 40s and 50s. Crazy.
It's weird how we're bouncing around.
We are all over. Hang on to the roller coaster, man. We're all over the place.
No kidding.
Hey, today, Keith Richards, Rolling Stones, 82.
Okay.
Now, the Stones have canceled their plans for next year, their tours in the UK and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Report said Keith Richards is unable to commit to the demands of a lengthy tour due to health concerns. Well, he's 82.
Yeah, he's only 82
years
old.
He's only 82. He has, they said, arthritis in his hands, and he can't play like he would like to. So, the tour was never officially announced, but they said, yeah, we're probably not going to do it. 82. Man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And the life guys have led? Hard life. Rock and roll, sex, drugs, and rock and roll,
yeah,
baby.
I was
going
to say.
Keith is 82. We don't know how many kids he probably has. Steven Spielberg is 79 today.
Okay.
Jeez, there's a lineup of movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Legend.
Brad Pitt, 62. How about old Brad, huh?
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, James.
Yeah.
61.
Also a legend,
yeah. On the date book today, 1813, the British take Fort Niagara during the War of 1812.
Yeah.
1865, slavery is abolished by the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Okay.
Cool.
Yes. 1932, the Chicago Bears beat the Portsmouth Spartans 9-0 in the first NFL playoff game.
That was a barn burner.
Yeah, 9-0.
9-0.
9-0. I'll have to look this up, if the Portsmouth Spartans turned into another NFL team or not, or if they just went away. Portsmouth Spartans. Well, it says Portsmouth Spartans.
They became the Detroit Lions.
The Detroit Lions, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. 1932, 2018. So, you know, relatively not long ago, a meteor, I remember this, exploded into a huge fireball over the Bering Sea. They said that thing was 10 times the energy of the Hiroshima atomic bomb.
Whoa.
Yeah. Good thing it was over the Bering Sea.
No kidding.
Okay, today is answer the phone.
It burned up.
Yeah. Today, James, answer the phone like Buddy the Elf Day. Today?
Right.
All right.
That one always confuses me.
I know. Me too. Bake cookies day. Do you bake cookies? Do you ever bake cookies?
Not personally, but I'll be the taste tester.
You'll sample them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do that easy.
I know you can. Bake cookies day. Ham salad day. I like ham salad day.
I don't like ham in my salad.
Really?
Yeah, chicken in my salad or turkey in my salad.
You don't like any of that in your salads?
No, I like chicken and turkey.
Oh.
Not ham, though.
Not ham.
Ham not in the salad.
All right. I love honey day. I don't eat enough honey.
Honey's great.
Yeah, I know, it is.
As long as there's no sugar in it, never goes bad.
Yeah, I know, right?
Incredible.
Regifting day today.
Okay.
Do some regifting. And today, James, is twin day.
We have a couple
we
here.
We have some twins here at Sheridan Media, Julie Chadwick and Jill Moriarty, mm-hmm. both on our sales marketing team.
And yes. Jennifer has a twin. if I'm not mistaken, right? Didn't she mention that?
Really?
I think she mentioned that.
I might be learning something new here.
I think it was
Jennifer. Brenna. Brenna.
That's right. Brenna.
Yes.
Brenna has a twin.
Brenna has a twin sister. Brenna's on our staff. Brenna works weekends for us. Yeah.
We got
a couple twins.
We had our Christmas party, and that was one of the mentions.
Yes.
I was like, what? How is it? What are the odds of having three people that are twins?
Right.
Working
in the same place.
At the same place.
Right, right. Okay. Well, Julie and Jill have an awesome twin day today.
Yeah.
Wear a plunger on your head day. Hey, there you go.
Sure.
Why not, huh?
Preferably a new one.
If you can.
don't do a used one. That's a bad idea.
Or a wet one.
Yeah. Gross.
James, do we have a winner in last night's Powerball? $1.25
billion? No.
No.
These ones, I don't understand.
Nope.
They just keep going up.
1.5 now, they figure.
1.5.
1.5 billion. Dang.
A lot. Merry Christmas, man.
No kidding. Oof.
So do you think, this is interesting that this story came up because I was thinking this weekend after Philip Rivers came back and he had a decent game for not playing at a high level like that for 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Philip Rivers was playing for the
Colts.
And he did he start?
Yeah.
Okay, so they started him.
Yeah, he was about a week of practice.
Yeah.
Threw him in.
Yeah, they threw him in. So he came back. So Tom Brady popped in on Shaquille O'Neal's podcast, and they asked him, thinking about coming back. Brady said he could whoop some butt right now.
I believe it.
Because he has stayed in shape. Oh, he's a health fanatic.
Well, he's got he's got the TB12 method thing, right, or whatever.
He said he'd need about a month, and he said, I could go play with anybody. Think he'll come back after Philip then?
No, he can't. He can't technically, because he owns part of the Raiders. So he'd have to sell his stake in the Raiders.
Yeah.
Or he'd have to be the quarterback for the Raiders.
That's right.
So it's all conjecture.
Yeah.
Unless
so
he's selling a stake in the Raiders.
I have no doubt that he could.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah,
I'll have to see it to believe.
Yeah, well, he can't now.
Yeah,
I didn't. Exactly. I forgot about that. Yes, he does own part stake in it. Of all teams, the Raiders.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, if he wanted a piece of the Patriots, I'm sure they probably.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been like, yeah, okay.
Right. A German man has set a new Guinness World Record: largest collection of snow globes.
Okay.
11,000. Wow.
The largest collection of snow globes?
Snow globes.
Hmm.
Guinness World Record. Snow globes.
Sure.
Oh, you know, we were talking about stones, you know, not doing it. REO Speedwagon's hanging it up from touring. Legendary rock REO Speedwagon announced a bittersweet decision in their touring career.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. I don't think they played it hardly at all this last year. So I think they had the short timers list.
Whenever they say they're hanging it up, I don't always necessarily believe it, because then they always can come back and be like, the final tour.
Right.
You know?
I know.
Especially when they do it that way, where they're just like, hey, we're done.
Setting themselves up for something.
Right.
Big money. Yeah. Hey, historic farewell to the 1 cent coin. The U.S. Mint raised a staggering $16.75 million through an auction of the final pennies ever produced. The sale last Thursday featured 232 specialized sets marking each year of the penny's production since 1793. The most significant lot, the 232nd set, sold for $800,000 and included the last three pennies struck.
Mm.
So they got that set, plus they gave them the plates.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
That'd be cool to have.
I figured they'd do something like that.
Interesting.
Now, no pennies, but you know what? We better start doing something different, because when the pennies disappear and people are going to start hoarding them.
Think about the 50 cent piece, you know?
Right. I still see those pop up periodically.
And we're going to have more of those than we are. or we're gonna have more pennies than we are gonna have the 50-cent pieces.
Yeah,
because pennies are you can. There's probably at any given moment a penny around you within 15 feet of you.
I know, right?
It's just how it is.
All right, no more pennies this year.
Don't need them anymore.
Don't need them. All right. James has Swap Shop coming up 8 o'clock hour. So call in. Give James a buzz. Buy, sell, trade. Make some extra cash. Then go out and buy some goodies as we are winding down. We are a week away from Christmas, everyone. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news. It's 8 a.m.